Well, Dara Babuna is a political commentator who joins us to perhaps explain the significance of this visit. So it's the first time that you have the chief of staff of the armed forces of Iran visiting Turkey. What is your reading into it?
Well, first, my salam, and Mr. Adnan Oktar's salam and greetings to great and noble Iranian nation, which has been our brother country for centuries long. And it's very important country for the alliance of Turkey. We love our Shia brothers. We love Iranians. So this is the first, as you stated, chief of staff of the Iranian Armed Forces, Major General Mohammad Bakeri, made a visit to Turkey. We are honored to have him. And it's very crucial to have him during these times, because in the Syria, a lot of things are happening in the Syria, in Iraq, in the neighboring countries of Turkey and Iranian countries. So our alliance, military and from all the aspects, is extremely crucial to bring peace into the Middle East, especially in Syria right now. You know what's happening in Syria. There is ISIS. There is other things are happening. And with alliance of Iran, Turkey, and also including Russia and other Muslim countries, peace can be brought to the Syria. As you know, the things are happening in Syria. There is a background of this is happening. And there are explanations and statements from the great scholar, Islamic scholar Khamenei, Ayatollah Khamenei, and Iranian administration that there is a British deep state behind this artificial conflict between the Shia and the Sunni. We shouldn't fall into this trap. We love Shia brothers. Shias are perfect Muslims. So Sunnis, we believe in the same Allah. We believe in the same Quran, and we love the same companions of the Prophet Muhammad. So we cannot have any conflict. We shouldn't fall into this trap because of the British deep state. Our enemy is with the British deep state, not British state or British people, but British deep state, which is trying to generate a conflict between the Sunni and Shia. And with our alliance, Iranian nation and the Turkish nation, there will be a very powerful military alliance in the Middle East, so we can bring peace. It is very easy after that.
There are reports that indicate one of the reasons for this visit is the fact that Turkey is, I don't want to say having a falling out, but is distancing itself from the U.S. and at the same time because of the friction that exists between Turkey and NATO. Is that part of the reason why Turkey, Iran is paying a visit to Turkey in terms of the immediate application, which would be maybe cooperation in the war on Syria?
Well, we had a pact, actually, with Iran and Pakistan in the past called CENTO. Iran is our centuries-long brother country. So we have always been brothers with the Iranians. So it is not it's something new. Iran is our natural ally. But the thing is, as you know, 1 year ago, we had a military coup attempt in Turkey. But I want to give you a very good evidences. Southern Cyprus, British commanders, more than 10,000, probably 20,000, that was in the British media, were there at the coup night. And also British ships, warships, and military British jets were ready to conquer Turkey. You know, this is major issue for Turkish president, major issue for Turkish administration, and Turkish nation, the great threat, British deep state. Because through Sykes and Picot agreements, drew the lines between the Muslim countries and divided Muslim countries and tried to generate a Shia-Sunni conflict. So our enemy, Turkish enemy, is British deep state, which controls also United States and many European countries. And we are being far away from the British deep state. And of course, our alliance with Iran and Russia to bring peace is extremely crucial these days. As you know, also Russian administration also made statements against the British deep state. So our brother country, Iran, Turkey, and Russia, as a very powerful military alliance, can bring peace and stop what's happening in Syria. We don't want Syria to be divided. We want Syria's unity. We want Iraq's unity. We want, of course, Iran's unity, Russia's unity, and the Middle Eastern countries' unity. But our alliance is very, very much needed. And during these times, chief of staff's visit to Turkey is extremely crucial, and we are honored. We also want to also invite President Rouhani and great Islamic scholar Khamenei to Turkey also.
Yeah, we refer to him as Iran's leader. Thank you for that, Oktar Babuna, political commentator, talking to us there. Thanks.